Is that our music?
I know, that's very dramatic.
That is really dramatic. I don't think so.
I didn't think we had music.
I didn't think we did either. Hello?
Let's say it's Mike's music.
It just comes and goes.
That would be a great prank if you could change the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm either Mike or Laura.
How do you get that job? We're gonna put you in charge of the holding music.
Mm-hmm. You get to pick.
You get to pick. Three elevator songs, just rotate them. Becky Strauss came and did the attorney panel presentation on tenant screening criteria really well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
She's the one that did it?
Yeah, she did the presentation.
Oh. Awesome. I was wondering
who you were there. Mark came, but Becky did the presentation. She's so good.
She's
just so good.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Deborah's on the phone.
Hi, Deborah.
Just a warning, I'm riding in a car in Madras, so I'm going to keep it on mute and hope that I keep reception.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Andrea stepped out, but he should return. So we'll get started here pretty soon. In the room is Kim, Yoni, and Christina. Thank you. Getting some feedback there.
Somebody's a little too excited for this.
I think so.
The phone line is making a lot of weird noise.
Yeah, we're hearing it.
Sounds like a fax.
Okay, is that a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Great. So, do you want to call the meeting?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to call the meeting and motion to begin. I'll take attendance. This is Yoni Khan, present.
Christina Dirks, present.
Deborah, Mike?
Hello?
Is that Laura?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Laura. I think we have all five
Yoni.
Committee people present. Thank you guys for joining us remotely. Christina Dirks and myself
are
here.
Sorry I couldn't make it personally.
No problem.
Great, so... So I think where we're at is that last meeting, could the people on the phone maybe try?
There's a lot of funky sounds
yeah.
on the phone.
I think it could be Deborah. She said she's driving to Madras.
Got it. If possible, could the people on the phone try muting themselves until talking, and we'll see if that helps with the sounds, maybe? And if you want to chime in, just feel free to interrupt, because I know timing is a little bit tricky with unmuting. So, for today's meeting, we were going to go over any follow-up from the last meeting of the RSC, where the full commission weighed in on the operating procedures, and talk about what the committee would like to do moving forward. So would anyone like to start?
Would someone mind summarizing for me the conversation? Because I had to leave a little early that day.
Sure. Basically, from what I recall, you know, we kind of explained what our focus is and went through a back and forth with different people on the committee about the appropriate role of the committee in assessing how to elevate public comment or public testimony to city council. And ultimately, I think a number of the people on this rules and bylaws subcommittee kind of chimed in to say that they were hesitant to act as a rulemaking body and act as a kind of enforcement body when it could take away from our ability to do other things. And a number of the people in the room, you know, wanted to just focus on, well, what are we going to do when somebody testifies and they need help and they're coming here and they're making time out of their day to come here? How are we going to facilitate that? And kind of just a lot of circular talk around that. And then I guess a question came up as to whether anyone who testifies can get a confirmation email thanking them for coming to testify. But where we basically left off was, we know people in the room feel strongly about wanting to just make the most of the opportunity for public testimony. We talked about these listening sessions that were, you know, at least two, if not more. And we kind of ruled out the idea of creating another subcommittee at this time due to quorum issues. And I think that...
Could you talk louder?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I can recall, where we left it at, we feel as a Rules and Bylaws Committee that it's not appropriate for us to determine which public testimony will elevate to City Council or case management, and there were some people who disagreed with that, and ultimately I think we just agreed to continue fleshing it out before the group as a whole. Is my understanding.
I think where I left off, the conversation was at a point where there was concern if somebody wanted, a commissioner wanted to take an issue on that was presented a public testimony, that it wouldn't end up being authorized to be part of the work plan just because of the pre-existing agenda items.
Right.
Is that?
That's
okay. And that kind of just didn't go anywhere.
Basically, I think...
It seemed like it was more of a... it was getting to be like a process conversation.
Yeah.
About, well, how is this actually going to work?
Yeah, and so somebody brought that up, and we basically said that the way it would work is you write a compelling letter to the executive committee explaining why you want to take up this issue and what you hope to do about it, and at the earliest possible time to schedule it, that isn't taken up by something brought directly by the Portland Housing Bureau or City Council, we will fit that in on the agenda to talk about it as part of the work plan. I think that's where we landed. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I think the conversation that I tracked didn't really move past the process in the work plan, where the executive committee asks the three questions and then assesses what gets added to the work plan and what doesn't.
Was there any other suggestions made about how to do it differently besides just a subcommittee?
I think there's always the prerogative of the committee to just make a motion, mm-hmm. and if everyone's in agreement, it wouldn't necessarily, I mean, they could either, the motion could be to take it to executive committee, you don't need a letter.
Yeah.
Or you could just make a decision like that in there.
Yeah, that was something that was brought up, that the work plan is owned by the RSC itself, and that at any point in time people can make motions to revise the work plan and vote on that.
And I thought it was a very productive conversation. It wasn't always like kind of fluid, and certainly people had disagreements, but I think it was really civil and productive, and I walked away feeling like we were closer to, number one, creating bylaws that reflect how the group functions, and number two, addressing the concerns brought up by specific members about public testimony in a meaningful way. It doesn't mean we got all the way there, but mm-hmm. we really, I think we all agree as a smaller group, we tried very hard to meaningfully address that issue of public testimony without putting too much capacity and pressure on the larger RSC group. So I left feeling good about it, even though there was some disagreement.
Thanks.
So this is Laura. So I had, and sorry, it's really hard to hear you guys, so, and I apologize for not being there in person. So I guess there were two things for me, one is we're trying to come to some sort of resolution on the, are we going in the right direction on the bylaws, and then are we going in the right direction on the processes? Is that correct, that we're trying to get to, here's our final recommendation for the whole commission?
Right, that's the goal, is to come out from today
right.
with
right.
a sense of what the
committee
wants to do.
So I think they're, sort of to what Christina said earlier about the commissioners individually bringing up sort of championing an issue. What I feel like we didn't firmly decide was what happens when it then goes to the executive committee, and what process do they use to determine, like, if I send a really strong letter and really make my case that this issue needs to be on the work plan, what's then the, you know, if we all did that, what mechanism would the executive committee use to decide that and then inform us? And is that something for the executive committee to figure out, or is that something that sort of falls in the rules and bylaws purview?
Yeah, so I think the most we got to that is in the operating procedures draft, in 1B, just the three questions the executive committee has, and then there's conversation in the rules and bylaws committee as well, that they would be considering other timelines, and altogether factoring that into their decision on how they set the work plan. So I think that where the conversation last left off here was to leave it less prescriptive to allow for some flexibility, but that's something that could always be revisited.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. So still a little unclear. So leaving it less prescriptive is, I'm okay with that. But does it fall within the purview of the executive committee to make the sort of final decision about the recommendation of including or not including issue on the work plan.
I mean, I read it because it says under 1C.
What page is that?
I'm looking at the RSC operating procedures draft that was just from our last RSC meeting. That.
Right, and which number is it?
Oh, so Roman numeral 1 and then sub C says the work plan will be presented to the RSC as it is updated. When I read that, it implies to me that the executive committee is updating it and then presenting it to the group as opposed to the reverse of the RSC updating it collectively, but maybe that's not what we meant.
Right, but if we're talking about a commissioner saying, I want to elevate this topic to the work plan, and so in order to get it on the work plan, I'm going to send a letter to the executive committee. Isn't that the process that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So once my letter gets to the executive committee, what do they do with it?
So they have a list of three questions that basically...
Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yes. All right. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry, got it.
So they just weigh the issue to make sure it's in the scope of like the enabling ordinance that created the RSC, which my guess is 99% of the things or more will be in the scope of it since it's so broad. And then I think ultimately, my assumption is that the executive committee is going to have no problem adding on things wherever possible in opening, like schedule openings. But if people really feel the need to have some sort of an appeals process where in the situation where the, you know, executive committee says this is not something we're talking about and the individual commissioner wants to bring it to the group, we kind of included something like that in the past iteration of the RSC bylaws that we're now reforming. I don't think it's necessary, but if that's going to make people feel more at ease to have an extra procedural outlet in a worst case scenario, it's something we could consider as well.
Yeah, I think as it's written right now, since the Rules and Bylaws Committee moved away from a more detailed bylaws in the last draft to this draft, that instead of having a next step for appeals, the appeal is simply someone can make a motion and ask the entire RSC to change the work plan. But like Ioni said, if people feel differently, then you can add more structure and process.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we should have more structure. I mean, the one potential... issue I see coming up in the future is if just too many people present ideas or issues they'd like to see on the work plan, there's not going to be enough time to deal with all of them. So how do we rank ones? Is it kind of first come, first served?
That's what I was trying to get
at. You know, the group of members as a body, rank them, and then it's the highest ranking as by the majority. I don't know. And maybe we deal with it if we get there and not outline it now. I don't know.
So I don't want to add more processes, and I think Christina captured what I was getting at, and I think also I'm totally in favor of dealing with that if and when we get there.
Yeah.
For right now.
I think the process that you all created for the executive committee's questions provides a little bit of a safety on that. Where the first question is it in scope? And like Ioni said, most things will probably be in scope.
Yeah.
But the next two, I think, will really reduce the number of items that make it to the work plan. So it could be that a lot of topics are actionable, but I think that that will also get back at people's idea of what the role of the RSC is. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the majority of the commission feels like its role is to advise, particularly on items that are being considered by council or by the Housing Bureau. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that will default to certain items on the work plan.
Yeah.
And then I think the last one really is a question about, are they creating a work plan that can be completed? And so I think that that's where a lot of items will not be added to the work plan by the executive committee, because as the ones who have kind of been setting the agenda for the group since the beginning, they've gotten a sense of how much they think can fit on a meeting schedule and how many meetings there are. And from working with them, they have been very protective of not overbooking a meeting to make sure they're efficient.
Got it. Thank you, Andres.
I was just reading through the minutes, and it was, I'm just reminded here how much credit individual commissioners get when it's really the PHB staff doing all the work. It says here, you know, Yoni expects to have a document in front of the whole group for the August meeting of the RSC, and it's like, that all goes to you guys behind the scenes. That's how that document got before the RSC, so I feel like a thank you is in order for helping us track and organize our conversation and turn it into a work product that we can then discuss in a meaningful way.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
And I think, like, knowing that staff's role is to do the in-between work and to develop the documents, I think it's really important to me to know that the documents reflect the conversation that you've had. And so my goal for today's meeting was really to make sure that the committee had an opportunity to make any revisions that they wanted to make, and get on the same page about how they'd like to move forward with the full commission.
I really felt like we ended it in a good place, you know, where everybody's cards were on the table and people were speaking productively and civilly to each other, and there was a common understanding that while we really want to do a lot more in order to keep the group functioning, we have to limit the things we undertake, and I think we did a really good job here as a group. A lot of credit goes to us being able to work together as a group and come up with a less prescriptive process that gives the group flexibility to kind of hammer out a schedule and also hammer out priorities internally.
Absolutely. Are there other components or sections that people wanted to talk through more?
What I do remember there being some conversation around public testimony that maybe, and maybe I was just thinking this and I didn't say it or didn't hear it, that we create almost like a resource sheet. I see here under 5, it says staff should try to connect people testifying to resources, but could we just create like a resource, not like the thick resource guide, like the, you know, like just like a one pager that's just like the highlights of where people will want to go probably.
Yeah, that, we have one as an office that we can provide.
Yeah, that'd be useful just to have along with the sign-up sheet or something.
We have one too at Fair Housing. It's probably the exact same numbers and places, but
I think that's a great idea.
Yes.
To have that. And did you all feel like we were in agreement about no additional subcommittees and not responding, not taking on the role of responding individually to each person testifying?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
I think one of the things that we can say about that is the testimony and the fact that it's recorded and it's made available to the larger public and is our response, that it's there for anyone to view and be influenced by.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there aren't any more sections that people want to talk through, how do people feel about presenting this back to the commission at the next meeting? Do people want to make a motion to approve? I guess, where are people at on that?
So the next meeting is September 17th.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance I might not be able to make that because I have to be in Washington County to present to their city council, or Hillsborough City Council, that day. So I'd prefer if we did it the meeting after that, but if someone else wants to take the lead on it, that's fine too. I want to be at that meeting. I have this, like, 4 hours blocked off that day for just Washington County stuff I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't guarantee I'll be able to be there on the 17th.
Yeah.
but don't feel compelled to wait for me if people want to go ahead and have a discussion. You certainly don't need me.
How does the rest of the committee feel?
I would sort of, I mean, I, Yoni, I would like to have you there.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
That's nice to hear.
But at the same time, I'd sort of like to move this forward to pick up on the momentum from the last meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should move it along.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. So there were some minor changes suggested at the meeting, so I'm going to make some small changes to the document. Staff is meeting before the RSC meeting to talk through how we can support testimony and follow up on that, and so we'll give an update during the meeting itself. But I think that we're anticipating the agenda to be pretty full. We are going to be giving feedback on the budget and likely talking more about application and screening and security deposits. And so I think that for this to be successful, it'd be important to have buy-in from the committee and to have people feel like they're ready to move on it. Because it seems like people feel pretty good about the conversation that's happened and that most of the things that people wanted to say have been said and that people have kind of outlined where they stand on things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll move forward on the 17th.
Mm-hmm. So it will come forward on the 17th. Does someone want to volunteer to make a motion on it then? Or present it since Yoni won't be there?
I'll volunteer to make a motion on it on the 17th.
Great. Okay. That sounds good. Is there anything else people wanted to talk through before ending the meeting?
And so once it's approved, are we, is our subcommittee
disbanded
for the time
so
being?
So what we talked about when we set up the permanent meeting time is that we would meet as needed. And so unless people have other items that they think the committee should be working on, it seems like after this, the committee wouldn't be meeting unless as needed. And so if something comes up and it makes sense to call the committee together, or if one of you feel like there's something that you want to talk through as a group, then we can. Mm-hmm. But in we wouldn't plan for any meetings. We deal with it on a month-by-month basis.
Cool. That's great.
That's good.
That worked for me.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you all for taking the time.
Yeah, enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, have a great holiday weekend, all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.